Michael Powell has announced that he will be stepping down as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission in March. Mr. Powell has held the reins of the FCC for the past 4 years. His term was scheduled to end in 2007. NPR's Netta Ulaby has been covering the FCC and joins us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Any indication from Mr. Powell or people around him as to why he's leaving now?
Well, he did issue a release saying that he wanted to pursue other opportunities. And there are plenty of reasons why Powell would want to leave. One that comes to mind is that the FCC is gearing up for a transition to digital television. This is something we haven't been hearing that much about, but it's running embarrassingly behind. And I wouldn't be surprised if Powell wanted to get out of the ring before it flares up into the public consciousness. Another reason is probably that he's tired. He's been taking heat for 4 years about all kinds of issues, ranging from media deregulation to scandals over fines, and he may have just had enough.
But someone of Mr. Powell's background and experience would have a lot of opportunities in the private sector, too, wouldn't he?
That's correct. And some people think he may end up going into business with his father, outgoing Secretary of State Colin Powell. Now, as it happens, Colin Powell was actually on AOL's board when Powell the Younger was serving on the FCC. Some people said this created something of a conflict of interest because AOL issues certainly came before the FCC, but nothing really came of it.
With the advantage of the few hours of hindsight we have now on the Powell reign of the FCC, what do you think are going to be the milestone issues that he embodied?
He attempted to overturn two longstanding regulations. One, which was back in May 2001, prevented any one media company from owning both a newspaper and a television or a radio station in the same market. The other rule stipulated that no media company could reach more than 36% of American television households. Now, there's still legislation pending in Congress to repeal the FCC's decisions about media ownership. And besides media deregulation, probably what most people think of right now when they think of Michael Powell are the rulings that he helped engineer about indecency. Now, indecency still remains sort of a vague thing. There is nothing at the FCC that says this is indecent. That hasn't stopped the FCC from levying record-setting fines. And ironically, I don't think Michael Powell intended to do this, but he helped make someone like Howard Stern a free speech hero by levying fines against him. He made a free speech hero out of someone named Bubba the Love Sponge. And, you know, I don't think quite as many people would have seen Janet Jackson's partially exposed breast if he hadn't levied that humongous fine against CBS.
Any responsible speculation on who might succeed Chairman Powell?
Well, the Wall Street Journal had some ideas. Most of the people they had in mind were ones who would carry on Michael Powell's free market legacy. But it could be someone from industry, or it could be someone like current Commissioner Kevin Martin, who worked on President Bush's first campaign and has a less flashy style that the White House might appreciate after Powell's high-profile chairship.
NPR's Netta Ulaby, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.